it's time for the swap meet here on Steve Cochran Show. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Greg Flam, you can find him at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Of course, this is a segment we've been doing for years here on WGN Radio, where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk,
right,
if you will. Greg Flam, good to see you, buddy.
It's great to be here.
It's been a while, but this is such a fun segment. People call in and they really want to know if the stuff they've been carrying from apartment to apartment or from house to house,
right,
or like Mary said, the find maybe at the garage sale is worth anything.
Yep.
We got a guy in studio to let you know.
I try to give him the good news, but sometimes it's not.
It's great to see you. And as always, you bring in some great stuff to start the conversation, and you have not disappointed. Some awesome stuff that you've brought in today.
Right. Well, a lot of those lists you see on Facebook or something will be like the top 10 things that sell for $1,000 or something. And I'm the opposite. I'm the guy who's like tries to tell you the stuff that's already in your house, your attic, your garage, your basement, that, you know, is actually worth some money, you know, and not $1,000, but, you know, if you're eBaying or if you're a reseller of any kind, you know, you can make some money on it. And that's the type of stuff I bring in. So I have a 50th anniversary All-Star game from Kaminsky Park.
Yeah, look at that.
And actually, Britt Burns signed it. He was a 1981 All-Star. He signed it.
I love it.
So that's kind of cool. And I brought in some other stuff.
Were you at that game?
I was at that game. That was the game that, and it was the, I think it was the 50th anniversary All-Star game, which had been played. Of course, it was
in Comiskey
Park. And as I remember, now I'm not looking at any of this. Adley Hammaker started the game for the National League for the San Francisco Giants and gave up a grand slam to Fred Lynn of the Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
And the American League cruised to a win.
See, those are the kind of, I want to see the 83, we were talking about this last night. I want to see the 83 All-Star game replay where they do the kind of Mel Allen sum up that shows the Freddie Lynn grand slam when there's a rain delay. That's the old school tradition, right? You want to see that thing. But that's right, the Freddie Lynn Grand Slam.
Yeah,
how about that?
The signature is hard to make out, so I had to do some research, like what White Sox players were All-Stars in certain years. Because I thought that uniform was a 77 uniform, but it turns out that's 81. So anyway, that was interesting. I have a Sports Illustrated the week after the Super Bowl
classic
win by the Bears, 86. That's kind of cool.
And Danimals on the front, Superman. Yeah, I had that one. I ruined that one at home.
Yeah, and in this condition, this is only like $20, but in better condition, it can go upwards of $30 to $40. I had the first edition of Pink Floyd The Wall on CD.
And so this is with the box.
This is the long box, and it was actually two CDs, so it's like that thick of a case.
If you want to see how far we've come when it comes to the environment, look no further than the long box.
Yeah, well, obviously it was it was made, I guess, for theft prevention.
You couldn't shove that down your pants.
Right. But I worked at Musicland, and people would just slip the box and still steal it. So anyway, this is 1986. It's the first CD edition of The Wall. So that's like $40, $50 maybe.
How about that?
And I do have a WGN 720. Was it Go Cubs Go? The Steve Goodman.
Yeah, a little 45.
On the label, WGN 720 label.
So GN 720 makes it on the label for the Steve Goodman song.
Yeah, and the publishing or whatever is Red Pajamas Music.
So what's that worth?
This is
because I got a bunch of copies back at my desk, and I really would like to.
You can throw those out as the grand marshal. Just throw those records out.
Oh yeah, that's always a good thing to throw airborne.
And you can play it in your car.
Right. Yeah. Hi, Mary. Hi. They go for about $12 to $15. So, and that's including shipping.
Not Dave, how many do you have?
Yeah,
could buy us lunch.
You do trivia or something along the parade.
I might buy you a sandwich.
Right,
maybe.
And I came across a Chicago Fest visor.
Balandic.
Balandic, yeah.
Not even a Jane Byrne. Yeah, that's a Michael Balandic made
visor. Yeah, it's missing the elastic. But it was never
that's
used.
A winner. That's my winner right there.
Yeah, right there, I know.
I like that.
So, yeah, so I'm interested to hear what the
callers All right,
callers
so I've got the callers lined up. They are lined up, so let's get right to it. Okay, so here's the rules tonight, or today. Pair of lawn tickets to Ravinia on July 21st to see Ghostbusters, celebrating its 35th anniversary. The score performed live by the CSO. Dean Richards doing the pre-concert fan dance / discussion. Tickets at ravinia.org. All right. So instead of just saying, hey, it's seventh caller, you got the best one that will decide what's the best item that is collectible. Not just value. It's a whole secret formula. There's right. nostalgia. There's some cool factor.
Well, like
what
you
makes
know,
me laugh.
Right. Previous winners have been like a Jody Davis button. I think
a so. Jody Davis button. I think it was a Stephen Gary New Year's VHS.
Right. Right. So the callers stuff. Know that just yeah. so they're not calling right. in with some solid gold
exactly.
item or something.
All right. Let's do this. Let's go to the text and then we'll get to all. I've got Adam, Dave, Kevin, Randy, Marianne, a lot of people on the line. Before awesome. We do that, we'll take the break. But I want to set you up real quick. There's some great stuff coming in. We just had a conversation about Apollo 11. Mm-hmm. There's a medallion coming in from 352. That's an Apollo 11 1969. Looks to be like a bronze mm-hmm. medallion sort of collectible. Okay. And there's also a set of glasses, like a glassware yeah. that is from Apollo. Okay. Are those worth anything?
The glasses are about $8 each. The Apollo 11 medallion could be anywhere from $150 to $250, depending on condition and any kind of provenance, like paperwork that might come with it. So.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yep.
I mean, you'll take the medallion over
the medallion,
the glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. I have the glasses. I found those. Yeah. I have like two or three of them. Yeah.
Do you actually use them?
I thought that, you know, no, I thought they'd be worth more. And it's one of those things that end up on my, what they call profit pile or death pile, whatever you want to call it, before I list
you're
it.
You're not putting some Hawaiian punch in there and drinking those things?
No, I'm saving. I'm hoping somehow they'll be worth something.
Tang. Something like that. Greg Flam, right. at DuPage Picker, is our guest. It's a swap meet. I'm going to get to all the calls. We'll take our break here, and then we'll just go rapid fire through everybody. 312-981-7200 if you got something you'd like to see is worth something. And win some lawn tickets to see Ghostbusters at Ravinia. That's all coming up. All right, it is swap meet time. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam is here. We got a pair of lawn tickets to Ravinia on the line. July 21st, Ghostbusters, with the score performed by the CSO and the pre-discussion and fan dance provided by Dean Richards. So that goes to the winner of the best item today.
Best brag.
And best,
right?
best brag.
Right.
Best brag. That's a perfect way to look mm-hmm. at it. All right, let's start it off. Let's start with Adam. Adam's in the Northern Burbs. Adam, what do you want to brag about?
I got a New York Giants 54 World Series autographed ball with pretty much the whole team, Willie Mays, DeRosa, et cetera.
Wow. Where'd you get it?
Last year they were in New York.
Where'd you get it?
I have had it for years. I got it from a friend who owed me money.
Okay. Well, if it's authenticated, it could be like $3,000.
Yeah.
But looking at recent sales, none have really sold. There are quite a few of them out there. You're up against maybe 10 yeah. other, you know, World Series balls from that year. So, but if it's authenticated and yeah. everything and signatures check out, it could be $3,000.
Something tells me your friend knew that. Like, yeah, no, it's worth a ton. Adam, it's worth a ton. Yeah. But, yeah, there's still a lot out there competing against you.
Yeah, where does 3Gs relate into yeah. how much your friend owed you?
Yeah, right.
Right, really.
Is that a return on investment, Adam?
Well, to get it authenticated, it's going to cost a buck or two, so yeah. I probably have broke even.
All right.
Yep.
There you go.
But still
thanks.
A good brag.
Thanks, Adam. That's a good brag, yeah. All right, let's go to Dave. Dave's in St. Charles. Dave, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Oh, I don't know if this is bragging or not, but I have I have copies of the actual film of the 75, 76, 77, and 78 Masters Golf Tournament.
Wow.
When Jack Nicholson was making his run through the tournament.
You just have your film. How do you get that? Where'd you get that?
At a garage sale.
Wow. Awesome find.
That is great.
That's an awesome find.
And obviously that is so rare that it's not something I can really look up and find. So
yeah, it's not like there's a market for...
There's really not a price I can
right.
put on that.
And I don't even know what to do with it. I just thought it was cool, and yeah. I'm not a big golfer.
And it definitely has a decent amount of value, because Masters golf stuff usually mm-hmm. sells pretty well. So
Cochran will buy it from you.
Yeah. There you go. Right. Come on down.
That's a good point.
Me, either, I'd put it in a yeah. garage sale, too.
How about this? Cochran will buy it for you, but or you could go down to like some of the art galleries, mm-hmm. and maybe they would take it and make a installation out of it. Like there'd be some art punk band playing while this is in the background. I could see it being very right. arty.
Okay.
Something to think about, Dave. Thanks for calling, bud.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Kevin. Kevin is in Oak Forest. What do you got, Kevin? What do you want to brag about?
I have a college football program from the 1948 Army Notre Dame game when they were 1-2 in the country, and it's signed by the majority of the Notre Dame players.
The Army players, they were too busy doing push-ups to sign it.
Well, I don't think they got into the locker room there.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, again, that's really rare. Have you had it authenticated or?
No, I haven't. I just know it's there, and I just looked at it recently, and I know it's in pretty good shape.
Right. You sound pretty young. You sound like my contemporary, Kevin. Where'd you get it?
My father went to Notre Dame. He played basketball there at the same time, and I'm like 65.
Okay. All right.
Well, I would suggest, I think it's worth getting authenticated. It could only be maybe $35 to $75 to get it authenticated, depending how many signatures right. are on there. So it might be worth
double
checking
digits.
Out.
Double digits.
Yeah, well, yeah. I would first maybe get a couple opinions, maybe go to a couple sports memorabilia shops and get some opinions. Do not sell it. If they want to buy it, do not sell it.
Do not sell it to the people who you get
I say that all the time, people with coins and stuff. Because they're trying to get it for the cheap. So,
all right.
But, yeah, I think it's worth checking out.
All right, thanks, Kevin. All right, let's go to Randy. Randy is standing by in Peoria. Yeah, turn that down. There we go. Randy, you there? What do you want to brag about, Randy?
Well, I got a friend that's got some DeLorean posters. I was wondering what they're worth.
What do you mean? What do you mean a DeLorean poster? Just a poster of the car?
I'm assuming he worked for DeLorean, and when they came in and shut down the company, everybody went frantic and pulled posters mm-hmm. off the walls in the offices and stuff like that.
That is good.
But he's got like, you know, 7 or 8 of them.
Yeah, I mean,
but I think he has other, you know, DeLorean stuff. So I didn't know if it was.
I remember being, I don't know, like maybe 13, 14, and that was a big deal to have posters of cars. Like I think I might have had a Ferrari poster right next to my Alyssa Milano hockey
Trans
Am,
stuff like that. Yeah.
Feels like that was a thing, but this sounds like it's more the stuff that people are pulling off the walls when the company's
coming
out.
If it's kind of like a stock mass-produced poster, you're looking at it like about $200 maybe for that. Obviously, condition will affect that. But if you have other DeLorean items that were like in the office or one of a kind or not mass-produced, those could be thousands.
Wow.
Because DeLorean is still hot. The whole Back to the Future thing kept that going. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, I'll let you know. Thank
awesome.
You so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Randy. All right, how about that? Stay on the line, Randy. Randy's leading right now. Let's go to Marianne. I like Marianne's here, too. Marianne's in Niles, who will see Dean Richards Grand Marshal of the Parade tomorrow. Marianne,
definitely will be there.
All right. All right, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
I have a August 9th, 1933 letter to my aunt in Thorpe, Wisconsin that was signed by Roger Hornsby. Oh. And I have the envelope. It says, thank you for your nice letter and the good luck token you kindly sent me. Appreciate the good wishes of yourself and the fans of Thorpe and hope to win many more games for you this season.
Wow.
That's from the St. Louis American League Baseball Company.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, I can't find any sold, but there are a couple letters that they're asking like $3,000 for. So. But that doesn't mean exactly what you're going to get for it. So you got.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. They had.
So again, it's when you're dealing with signatures, you got to get them authenticated. But I'm glad I can make you whoop and holler. So.
Where do I go? I mean, where do I start?
Yeah, do
I mean, I've
start?
Had this,
I don't
and
even
I've.
Know.
Thought a couple of times, and I'm getting older, and my kids will throw this in the garbage if I don't do something with it pretty soon.
A couple times a year, they do the like authentication conventions in like Rosemont. You could check that. Google just authentication convention, or usually it goes along with the sports memorabilia stuff.
Wow!
So I would check into that. You could just Google authentication, and you'll get about 3 or 4 sites that are reputable.
Marianne, just for that whoop, how about a couple of tickets to Ravinia on the 21st to see Ghostbusters and Dean Richards? Again, as you see Dean, you can go to see him as well.
Hey, my husband's leading off the parade with the VFW
there
tomorrow in Niles. We will definitely be here.
Absolutely.
I'm a block off the parade, Robbie.
That's great.
Stop by.
All right. Well, you also get the pair of lawn tickets, so stay on the line. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck with that. That's awesome. It goes back to a different era when the baseball players had as part of their job to have to sign to write a letter to fans that wrote them. You could tell he's responding to a letter. There's no tweets. There's no like like button.
Right.
So you get a like button from a Major League Baseball player right now. You're like, oh my gosh, this is the best that's ever happened to me. Right. These guys are writing actually in cursive. Hey, here you go. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Town of
How
Thorpe.
About that?
And I don't know if Dave will attest to this, but back then I think you could probably trust that it was the real player, where nowadays it's more auto pen or
thank
secretary.
You for your
So that's great.
It's like when I sent letters to, I was trying to get in the baseball bunch, remember Johnny Bench had the baseball bunch?
Yeah.
And then you get it back, and you think it's coming from Johnny Bench because he was so big and the whole thing. And then you're like, thank you, here is your thing.
Right.
You're like, what is this? This didn't come from Johnny Bench.
It wasn't?
Maybe I was wrong, but I could sniff it out at 10 years old. I'm like, no, this is not Johnny Bench's. This isn't. Well,
he always seemed like a pretty honorable guy.
Yeah. Yeah. this is so great to have you back.
No, it's
Greg.
Been
this,
fun.
There are people on the line. I feel bad. Becky from Champaign, Ryan from Naperville, and Patricia from Deerfield. We'll do this again, and we'll get to you guys as well as some of the texts that are coming in.
Yep.
It's a grand tradition to have you on, and I appreciate it. And where can we find you?
Always fun. The best way is DuPage Picker at Facebook. You can message me there, send me pictures of your items. I can give you the evaluation. And I'm doing a lot more on Instagram now, what are called hauls. Like, so every weekend when I get a banker's box full of stuff, I'll just spread it out, take one big group picture and put it on there so people can see. And then during the week, I'll post what it sold for. So they'll see, okay, yeah, I saw this come in and then I saw it go out at
smart
this
idea.
Price. So they can see what's going on.
So follow DuPage Picker
everywhere, pretty much. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thanks for having me.